12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Time for us to cross over to Nice now. Now joined on Algoa Cares by Hilary Gray, the CEO of Nisner Sedgefield Hospice. Hilary, great to have you on Algoa Cares with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me, and to all your listeners.
Excellent.
It is wonderful to be here.
Hilary, give us a broader perspective about your NPO and the operations, basically the work you do over there.
So we are one of 17 hospices in the Western Cape, and there are about 6 hospices in the Eastern Cape, and we provide palliative care. Palliative care is a way of caring for people who have life-threatening illnesses, or in some cases, just life-changing illnesses, like a bad stroke or heart failure, that sort of thing. And we look after patients. Most of the hospices in your listening area look after patients in their homes, mm-hmm. and we do so at no cost to the patient. Our services have been significantly impacted by COVID, and because we look after mostly 75% of our patients are very, very poor, and they have great needs. Because having a sick somebody in your house is hard work and sometimes scary.
These are just some of the challenges you're faced with. You're also aligned to Plettenberg Bay Hospice. How is operations going that side?
So we are 2 separate hospices. We would call ourselves sisters, and they are our neighboring hospice. They are new. We've been going since 1986. They've been going probably... for 10 years as Plet Aid Foundation, or maybe a bit longer than that. So together we take care of patients from the Nisner Provincial Hospital, and we sit on a palliative care team at the hospital caring for those patients, and they also find themselves in desperate need because of the circumstances in our area.
You guys are running a few projects as well. Tell us more about this.
So... it's the World Palliative Care Day on Saturday. And so that was one of the main reasons why we wanted to do it on your show, because it is celebrated by hospices all around the world. And this year the theme is Healing Hearts and Communities. So everybody, we are suggesting that people go to their local hospice. You can buy a ribbon or you can just wear a ribbon around your right wrist. And it is to acknowledge and celebrate those that we've lost, because it's been huge. The number of people that we've lost, jobs that have been lost, and hospices in South Africa that have had to close their doors. And I think each hospice is threatened with that, with the prospect of needing to close their doors.
100%. And you guys are reliant solely on donors out there. And this ribbon, how much is the ribbon? What does it cost?
So it varies from site to site. So at our hospice, we are saying, come and have a tea with us for 50 rand and we'll give you a ribbon.
Okay.
Other hospices, they each contact your local hospice. They are in Kobega, there it is St. Francis, St. Bernard's in East London, Grahamstown Hospice, Bethesda Hospice in George, or Plett or Nisner. We all have ribbons.
Yeah, we are specifically talking about your hospice out there in Nisner, Sedgefield, and the Plettenberg Bay area. So, what are your list of needs at this stage?
So we are looking at, Plett in particular is looking for dignity packs for patients, which include things like soap and deodorant and toothpaste to maintain their dignity by being able to be clean. We are looking for funds because our petrol bill went up by 3,500 rand a month.
Wow.
With the increase in petrol.
Yes.
We see the patients in their homes, so we are looking at ways that we can cut that bill, but it's not happening.
Absolutely.
It's the needs of our patients.
Hilary, how can our listeners or corporate alleviate this burden from you? How can they get in touch with you?
Okay, so you can get in touch with us by phoning us on our number, which is 044-384-0593, and you're welcome to speak to anyone about what you can offer. But we are looking for donors, whether it is big donors or small donors. We work on the premise that if 1 million people can give us 1 rand, we'll have 1 million rand, which would be absolutely fabulous.
Love the analogy.
And
yeah.
What joy it would bring to all of our people. We have events. So at the moment, Plett Hospice is running a raffle, and NYSDA Hospice has got a music evening coming up, and we've got our World Hospice Day tea on Friday at 50 rand. For a place, you can join the My School Card and have NYSDA's Edgefield Hospice or Plett Hospice as the donor. You could become a volunteer, because every single volunteer that helps us run our event helps us in our shop, helps us every day. You could donate things that we can sell in our shops. Did I say that already?
Yes, you did. We've got your banking details on our Algoa Cares page as we're speaking, so our listeners can go over there and assist your NPO. Thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon, and all of the best with for you and the team, and hopefully, you know, that 1 rand per donor will materialize in terms of millions, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you
so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
Right.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.